Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story because it is monster time. That's right. Halloween is just around the corner and it's time we get into it. What do you say? Mm-hmm. Today's story is called Monster Hands. It was written by Karen Kane and Jonas McMillan, and the art is by Dion MDB. And friends, I cannot recommend this book enough if you have ever thought about learning American Sign Language. This book has some really fun stuff in it just for you to learn a little bit of good stuff. So let's get right into it. Today's story, Monster Hands, is read by Mommy and...
Evolution of Precious Baby Dumpling.
The evolution of the precious baby. We are now in precious baby dumpling land, and I cannot love that enough. Hello, precious baby dumpling. Are you ready for your story? Love it. One night, just before bedtime, Milo read a book about a snowy day. Milo read a book about a hungry caterpillar. Milo read a book about where the wild things are. And then, Milo read a book about a monster under the bed. Milo should not have read that book. Luckily, Milo's best friend, Mel, lived right across the street, and through the window, Milo called Mel. And through the window, Mel answered,
"I'm scared,"
signed Milo.
"Why?"
signed Mel. Now they're using
sign language.
Yeah, American Sign Language. And we can see what "I'm scared" looks like, and we can see what "why" looks like.
"Because," signed Milo, "I think there's a monster under my bed."
A monster is scary. A monster under the bed is even scarier. Mel used to be scared that there was a monster under her bed, too, but not anymore, because Mel knew how to scare monsters instead of monsters scaring her. Aha! Now that is smart.
"Shine your light on the wall,"
signed Mel.
"And make monster hands. Use them to roar. Monsters do not like it when the shadows roar."
So Milo made monster hands, and he stretched out his arms, one monster hand high, one monster hand low. "Roar," signed Milo, and the shadow opened its mouth wide. Mm-hmm. And you can try it at home. Just pretend like you're making your hands into a big monster's mouth. Right?
"Is the monster gone?"
asked Mel through the window. But Milo was too scared to peek under the bed. What if the roaring made the monster mad? Mel knew just what to do.
"Make monster hands and use them to chomp. Monsters do not like it when shadows chomp."
So Milo made monster hands, and then he smashed the monster hands together.
"Chomp,"
signed Milo, and the shadow gnashed its teeth.
"Is the monster gone?"
asked Mel. But Milo was too scared to investigate. What if the chomping made the monster hungry? And in the pictures, again, friends, we get to see what that looks like. Hungry, gone. They're doing the sign language for us. Mm-hmm. Mel knew just what to do.
Make monster hands and use them to laugh. Monsters do not like it when shadows laugh.
So Milo made monster hands. He held one monster hand over the other monster hand and slid them back and forth.
"Mwah, ha, 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 ha,"
sighed Milo. The shadow jittered and jeered. That is a pretty scary looking shadow that he's made, don't you think?
Mm. I've seen scarier.
Really?
Mm.
"Is the monster gone?"
asked Mel. But Milo still couldn't look. What if the laughing made the monster think this was funny? This was not funny. Not funny at all. Monsters were not supposed to be under Milo's bed. Monsters were not allowed. Milo had to scare the monster more than the monster scared him, and Milo had an idea. He told Mel. Mel agreed. Monsters definitely would not like that. And we can see he's giving her a sign, and she's signing in response to it. Yes? So let's see. "Ready?" signed Milo, crossing his fingers and shaking them.
"Ready!"
signed Mel. "Okay then, let's make monster hands. Take a deep breath. Go roar! Chomp! And they're doing it together. Roar! Chomp! All at the same time. Roar! Chomp! Roar! Carefully. Oh, so carefully, from very far away, Milo shined his light under his bed. The monster was gone.
It worked! Yay!
Milo felt better. Milo felt braver. Milo knew just what to do. Milo made monster hands, and Milo crossed his arms and squeezed. Oh, he's giving a hug. He's showing a thank you hug. Because monster hands can scare a monster, but they can also hug a friend. And a good friend is one who helps you when you have had a scare. And it's so important to have friends who say, "I am on your side. And I will share my success with you so you can also have success." That's what makes good friends. So I would like to encourage you, my friends, to look for opportunities to build up others and encourage them, just like Mel did to Milo. And that, my dear friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.